Friday. Did you get paid today?
No, next week.
I think I got paid today. Ooh. I don't know what that means for me. It's already gone. It's here and then it's gone.
Means you might get some action in this weekend, because what are the two greatest words in sports?
Game seven. This series has honestly hit mainstream. And for those that don't know what we're talking about K wins T Wolves versus my Nuggets. When you get a text thread, I don't know if you can corroborate this, but when you're on a text thread and it's like fantasy football and all of a sudden they start sneaking in, like, you guys watching this T-Wolves Nuggets game, you know it's hit the broader masses. And when I say the broader masses, it's, you know, men between the ages of 25 and 45.
It's got everything that you could want. It's got the three-time MVP, the four-time Defensive Player of the Year. The next, is he Michael Jordan? Is he Dwayne Wade? What really is he? He's a superstar. You got Jamal Clutch Murray. I love it. And it's going to game seven. And this series has been a roller coaster. Oh, the Nuggets are going to get swept. T-Wolves get out to the first two wins. Then all of a sudden, the Nuggets have it figured out. And then all of a sudden, the T-Wolves come back and blow them out in game six. And we're heading to game seven and Denver. Legacies on the line. Back-to-back championships on the line. The new Michael Jordan on the line. I can't wait.
I want to go back to game five, because the dialogue where there was, even from the T-Wolves players, Rudy Gobert, the Defensive Player of the Year could not guard the MVP, was basically the storyline in game five. Every T-Wolves player just said we couldn't stop joking. And then to come into game six and get boat raced, it felt like the entire Nuggets team got load managed. I don't know. To be honest, like, I don't know. This is, everyone says, like, the NBA needs to stay on that upper echelon of relevance with the NFL.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a series where, like I said, we've seen everything happen. You've had the MVP. You have the Defensive Player of the Year. He probably had the guy that's most likely to emerge and carry that torch post Jokic and Ant. David, I think Adam Silver is probably just relishing the series, because we're not even to the Western Conference Finals yet.
No, we've got about a month left in basketball, and KD is not in the playoffs. LeBron's not in the playoffs. Steph's not in the playoffs. It's the young stars. It's the next generation. It's the new faces of the league, and I love it. We might have two game sevens on Sunday. Knicks-Pacers tonight in Indiana. Pacers win, then that's a game seven. I would love nothing better than to drain out your bank account with two parlays, game seven on Sunday. Let's go.
I bet you know Reggie went to the Garden, right? Spike Lee is still there. Like, the Knicks are just hanging on. And for a series like this where you do have – you don't have a mirror to Reggie and Halliburton, but you got someone, you got a villain on the Pacers. Yeah. And then you got Brunson. Randall hasn't been around. That's a good series. That's a really good series, but I don't think it holds a torch to what's going on with the Wolves and Nuggets. That game seven is going to be widely watched. And I honestly go back to the load management. I think the Nuggets looked at it, Joker's, you know, you only got to win four games, right? And I think they looked at it as, listen, let's wave the white flag. Let's rest up and be ready for game seven. That's my opinion. That's my theory. But parlay, who would you take in that parlay?
Money line. We're in it to win it, right? I'm trying to get out of the rat race. I'm not trying to stay in it. I'm taking the T-Wolves. And give me the Knicks, because the NBA wants the Knicks and K-Win wants the T-Wolves. Give me that parlay on Sunday.
Okay. I like that. All right. What are we talking about?
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening or watching live. It's Big Ben and K-Win. Each week we broadcast live on NoFilter.net, Caffeine TV, and YouTube. More of an audio podcast. Don't worry, we got you covered. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, download, listen, and subscribe. I'm Kaywin. He's Big Ben, and he will not be the next coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ooh. No, who is going to be? They said they started interviews. What do those interviews look like? Where are they? And who's involved?
You can go see the interviews. They're publicly interviewing one candidate. They're on 7 interviews. The Lakers are already actively interviewing. Actually, LeBron James is interviewing because he's got the Mind of the Game podcast with J.J. Redick. Are you telling me that's not an audition? He gets out the whiteboard. They laugh. They drink some wine. LeBron is endorsing J.J. Redick. He didn't go out and do a podcast with Darvin Ham because he wants him out of there. It's got to be a statement, right?
I agree with you there. Like, but it's who's in the room. And I think what the Lakers are going to do is give LeBron leeway into the decision, to your point, of the next coach and the idea that he stays. And then LeBron subsequently says, draft my son. And I think everyone's happy within the Lakers organization, including LeBron. If he's going to run it back one more year, yeah, it's obviously not with Darvin Ham. He gone. JJ is interesting. And I think what LeBron wants is ultimately control, somewhat control of the locker room. He wants to do the whole player coach, but not be the coach. What's your take on that? I don't know. Redick's got a good basketball mind. Listen, he went to Duke. He's a smart guy.
He's got a great basketball mind. I think he would be a great coach. I just don't know if he's a good fit to coach LeBron. Your first job, he's more of a peer, right? Like, is LeBron actually going to listen to him when things go south? It's got a little bit of that Brooklyn Nash KD vibe where they're friends and then KD turns around and stabs him in the back. I could see LeBron doing that. But here's the thing that I think basically wrapped up, signed and sealed this job for J.J. Redick. The Lakers announced that Coach K, former Duke coach, is helping out in the recruitment of a new head coach. What's his recommendation going to be? Recommendation 1, J.J. Redick. Recommendation 2, Wojo.
3, John Shire. It all signs point to, yeah, LeBron sticking around at this point. Things could change. But I think this coach is going to end up being a proxy. Like, go back to the days. I think Bill Russell was a player coach, right?
Yeah.
And no one's, I don't think the NBA is going to allow. If there's one person they might teeter towards allowing to do this would be LeBron. And seriously, at this point, think of Bill Russell. He'd won 11 rings probably. You know, he was on the way out. But LeBron being, I look at the next coach of the Lakers just being a proxy of whatever LeBron wants to do. Maybe he gets on the whiteboard, to your point, and draws something up during a halftime or during a timeout and then goes back and sits down. LeBron wants one last run. And I think he wants to convince the Lakers organization that he can do it, that he can be a potential general manager in the future for an organization, or he's talked about owning a team. So
yeah,
I think LeBron's trying to demonstrate he can do things. He can find the right coach. He can be the right coach. He can make the right decisions. He can draft his own son.
And he's subtly dropping hints too, right? Like, if I don't get what I want, I'm out of here. Do you think it was coincidence he went to the Celtics, Cavs playoff game and sat courtside? No. Do you think it's coincidence that he's non-committal about his future? No. Is it coincidence that he can opt out of his contract if his son is not drafted? No. Which brings us to our next point, Bronny James. The NBA Combine was this week. And I'm going to give you 3 reasons why Bronny will get drafted. 1, it's a weak draft class. 2, people think it's a 2-for-1 special. And 3, he's got a combo of skills. It's a weak draft class. There's no Ant Edwards. There is no Cadeon Cunningham. There's no Chet Holmgren in the first round. And in the second round, there's no Draymond Green. There's no Nikola Jokic. That's right. Jokic was drafted in the second round. There's no Gilbert Arenas. A couple NBA scouts have said, like, this draft, it's like it's starting out at pick 11. That's how bad it is. Number 2, everyone thinks it's a 2-for-1 special on aisle 9. If I draft Bronny, I get LeBron. Now, that may not be true, But a lot of people are holding out hope and thinking that is true. And number three, say what you want about LeBron. He's 6'1", he's not 6'4", but he's athletic. He plays defense, great basketball IQ, and he can shoot the three. Everyone's trying to say he's a superstar. He's not a superstar. He reminds me of someone else. Remember, Gary Payton, great Hall of Fame player. Remember his son, GP2? He's a role player. LeBron, he's more like a Pat Bev or a Drew Holiday light. And if he plays D and can shoot the three, I think he can sneak into the second round, Big Ben.
I agree with you. I think what do they rank the top 100 prospects? And then, you know, if you're outside that or you're probably after 60, you're not invited to the combine, but you can play through the Portsmouth. Actually, some guy from WSU, Isaac Jones, played his way from the Portsmouth into the G League, into the draft combine. So, and Bronny being rated 98 and working his way into the combine, I mean, that spells he's going to get drafted, right? Just when, where, and, you know, to the right team that doesn't necessarily have a ton of glaring holes. They probably have, you know, their nucleus core players locked up, and they can take a chance on Bronny. Now, I haven't looked at the Lakers draft picks when and where, but I don't think it matters, right? They could be drafting 23 and 72 for all that. But
you're lucky I have LeBron, it's 17 in the first round and 55 in the second round.
There you go, right? LeBron's going to dictate where Bronny goes. And I don't, and he's going to control that narrative. Like, I don't see
I
Bronny
didn't
going.
Put on this it. Rip City hat for nothing. I think we've got to look out for the Spurs and Portland. Spurs have four draft picks. Portland has four. Spurs have two in the first, number four, number eight, two in the second, number 35 and 48. Portland, Rip City, has a 7, 14, which they got from the Warriors, 34 and 40. If you have four draft picks, you can roll the dice a little bit. It doesn't matter. And you know what is better than Nike's greatest, actually second greatest basketball star of all time, is having his son in the backyard in Portland, get the city excited about the Blazers, because there's not a lot to be excited about right now.
There's not. Scoot. Well, here's the thing. I missed on Scoot, right? And this is such a weak draft class where you sit there and go, I have copious amounts of picks, but I'm throwing at a dartboard at this point. Players are young. Most are international. It's true. Like, your scouts are on a plane going to, you know, the province of Nova Scotia to look at a guy that might be okay, that's 17 years old, development type player. It's going to be one of those where, you know, how they have the draft and then they put the player on the board and they're like, this guy's, you know, not eligible to play for 3 years, but they draft the rights to him. I think we're going to see a lot of that, and Portland's known for that, to be honest. If you look back at their classes, it's always they'll take Scoot and then they'll take three or four development guys. Bronny in Portland. I don't know. Does that mean
LeBron? I'm just saying, if you have four picks.
That's true. You're saying you can.
And it's a weak draft, right? So.
Right. The Bronny watch will go on for, when is the draft? It's
what? It is June. I think it's like June 26th it's the last weekend.
Bronny watch is going to go on for some time. Like, and it's so granular. They talked about, like, they went and interviewed a scout about how did Bronny play today. He scored 4 points. He's like, well, he hit a good floater. They're like, okay, great. We'll use that. Right? People want to hear about Bronny just because his relation to LeBron. I'm trying to think if there's a comparison. Like, it's, he's going to get all the notoriety, the dialogue, and you can only consume so much. So you're going to hear about Bronny and then the rest. Yeah. Like, I couldn't tell you. Dalton Nick, or whatever his name is, from Tennessee, he'll probably be a top five guy, but he won't be talked about until June 25th.
He actually might be the best player in this draft that no one's talking about. Like, step in and I think contribute right away.
Yeah, but he's what, 23, right? All these clubs are looking for someone where they can control during that 21 to 25 period, right? And I don't know. Bronny, sure, he's 19, I think. I don't know. Bronny's an enigma, you know? Yeah. Like, you expect him to, but you also have to take in, he did make a comment about his heart condition and the impact that had.
He missed 4.5 months, right? Like, everyone's talking about his points, his height. It's like, He missed 4.5 months. He was a McDonald's All-American. If he would have started the year, I'm pretty sure he would have had a better year than trying to fit into a team that already had an identity.
Could you imagine this, though? Like, if he goes to L.A., like, you wake up in the morning, all right, Dad, you ready to go play a game? You know, going to the game with your dad?
That's awesome.
Like, that's you think about that.
He doesn't have to worry about playing because his dad's a coach.
You know, he can drive, too. Dad, you got shotgun. I'll drive to the game today. His dad's the coach.
It's late in the mornings.
Dad, can you give me some minutes? Here's your coffee. This is going to be interesting how this plays out in all scenarios. I think your scenario around Portland doesn't fit the mold of, I can't picture him there.
Okay.
I can picture him in Golden State, but maybe they waste that seventh pick.
Maybe. Should we get in some NFL here?
Yeah, let's get in some NFL real quick. So NFL, the schedule, full schedule came out this past Wednesday. And everyone's...
Did you watch the show at ESPN 2?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance. But I do know the Seahawks have... Everyone looks at primetime games, right? And then they look at... I forget the name of the gentleman that's the director of network, the kind of operations, placing games where they want a primetime games. And the Seahawks have 4 primetime games today, right? What's the term?
Flex them in, roll or flex them out.
Flex them in. Yeah, you can flex them in, flex them out. And so the Seahawks have 7K win for the who? 7 primetime games.
The Jets.
J-E-T-S.
I think it's 6. I looked
Jets. Is it 6?
The Jets.
Either way.
The Niners and the Cowboys have 6 primetime games.
Do you think that's appropriate for this year?
No.
Given those teams. Who do you want to see then?
The Jets will not make the playoffs. I've broken this down. There are 16 teams in the AFC. The Jets are the 11th best in the AFC. And I'm going to walk you through it. Look at the East. The Dolphins are better than them. The Bills are better than them. They're better than the Pats. Okay. Go to the North. They're not better than any team in the North. Go to the South. Jags are better. Texans are better. Go to the West. Chiefs are better. I would say the Chargers are better. The Jets are the 11th best team. They have an aging quarterback. They have Mike Williams. They have Alan Lazard. It reminds me of the 2020-21 Lakers with Dwight Howard, Melo, Rondo, and Kent Bazemore that finished 11th and didn't. That's who the Jets are.
I think you're wrong. I think you were wrong. I think this is the year for the Jets, and here's why. Hear me out.
Please tell me more.
Hear me out. They were 7-9 last year. If Joe Flacco is the quarterback for that team, they are in the playoffs. They were quarterback away from being in the playoffs. Joe Flacco didn't take the Browns, but he took the Browns to a playoff game, right? That'd be an accurate statement. If Joe Flacco is on the Jets, we saw what Joe Flacco did a year prior with Garrett Wilson.
The Jets don't have an offensive line, though. They drafted a couple people. So if you can't
protect Joe Flacco's got wheels. Joe Flacco's got wheels. He can move around in the pocket. He's that guy. Just hear me out, though. 7-19. They lost some games down the stretch. Like, they couldn't close. They deserved it. They were probably 3-4 games they could have easily won. Flip those, they're in the playoffs. Maybe. I think they got a gritty team. And I think, here's the funny part, is that same gentleman that does the director of game placement or whatever you want to call it, he said the Jets owe us one because they put him in a lot of primetime games a year prior. I think you're right. Aaron Rodgers is aging. But Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 42, didn't he? I mean, I think that right there is kind of the narrative I look at is like Aaron Rodgers wants to go out on top. He's probably went and did another, he probably went and found himself again, repaired his ankle appropriately. But I think the Jets are sneaky good. And if they had a quarterback, I think their defense is really good. Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Alan Lazard. I don't think those were poor receivers. And then they got Breece Hall and, I mean, a decent run game. Where am I wrong?
The Jets, the Bills, are awful. The Bills don't have stuff. I'm here to tell you in America. Don't compare them to the Bucs. The Bucs had Bruce Arians, a great offensive coach. The Jets have Robert Saleh. Like, he couldn't even do anything. He can't make any adjustments. The biggest knock on an NBA coach in the playoffs is you got to make adjustments. Saleh couldn't make an adjustment to his team. He couldn't win. They have no offensive line. They have no head coach. The Bucs had Brady. Yeah, the Jets have Rodgers. The Bucs also had Gronk and Mike Williams and Godwin and a great defense. I think their defense is even, but the coach is a big no-no, and the offensive line is questionable for the Jets.
Okay. But I'll take that. We can agree to disagree on the Jets. Niners schedule. Anyone scare you?
No one. It's the Super Bowl. They should have won last year.
Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy won the Super Bowl. What kind of money does he get?
Well, Debo and Ayuk are probably both gone. That's why they drafted two rookie quarterbacks. I mean, his contract's got to be Jared Goff-esque, right?
Yeah. Like,
it's all about who's got the biggest contract, who's coming along the way. If they win a Super Bowl, they're going to have to get rid of a lot of their star personnel that makes them good.
And just, you think Purdy collects?
Yeah, he collects.
I mean,
But the Lions do scare me.
I think it's Lions Niners again, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, whatever Dan Campbell's done, it started to work. It started to click. Like, Jared Goff is good, and he got paid 75 guaranteed.
Amon-Ra St. Brown got paid.
Yes.
They've got a great core. That Sam Laporta, who's their running back? Williams?
Gibbs. And Gibbs.
They got Williams on the outside.
Scary.
Yeah.
Seahawks, we'll see. Chargers, I think Chargers are interesting.
Everyone's excited about the Seahawks' offensive system. Their offensive coordinator, they say that he's going to open it up for DK and Lockett down the field. Are you excited about the Seahawks?
So you saw what the Huskies did, right? It's all about, can you take what you did with Michael Penix, Ramaduze, all these guys, three wide receivers that got drafted in the NFL. One might argue that Rome's already better than Lockett, just based on, seriously. But you take that, can you translate that offense to the NFL? And does it stick, right? Does the speed stick? Does the timing stick? Grubb shot up through the ranks with, you know, kind of drafted behind DeBoer. But, I mean, if he can take what Penix did with those three wide receivers and do the same thing with Geno and JSN, DK, and Lockett, then we're golden. We're good. But remains to be seen. If you can't do it with Geno, maybe Sam Hobson. I don't know. We'll see. Seahawks are it's either going to hit or it's not, or else everyone's going to be complaining about how we've scored 14 points for the last 10 games, something like that. I'm excited for the Cardinals. Another team I'm excited to watch just because Kyler.
The Cardinals will win more games than the Jets. I'll take it one step further. The San Francisco 49ers will win more total games than the Jets, the Giants, and the Patriots. Niners will win 12. Jets will win 5. Pats and Giants will win 3 each. 11 games for that. Sorry, East Coast teams. East Coast football bad. You got to admit that.
Jared, no. That it is. It's bad. Like, Buffalo giving away Diggs, that gives a lot of identity away. Like, there's this argument that Josh Allen made Diggs or Diggs made Josh Allen. You know, was it the chicken or the egg here? And I think what Diggs made up for a lot of poor throws. If you go back, and there's times Diggs or Allen just threw it up and Diggs was able to run under it.
What are they going to do without Diggs? They drafted a rookie, but I don't think he's going to step in and be.
I think they're going to do a lot of two tight end stuff. Two tight end kind of like control the ball. But again, that's not Allen's MO. It's going to be interesting. Miami's interesting. They got OBJ. But yeah, there's like Detroit scares me. Texans scare me.
Bengals scare me.
Bengals. Where did Mixon go elsewhere?
Mixon's in. He's in what's it called? Houston. Is he on the Texans? Ooh, yeah. He's on the Texans.
I think you're right. A lot of moves to be made. Season doesn't start for what, another 2 months?
Yeah. And I can't wait. Giants are on Hard Knocks.
Giants on Hard Knocks, but they're not doing like any in-games, any practices or in-game stuff. It's all like leading up to the draft and, you know, meetings. It seems pretty soft in my opinion. Like, I want to see practices. I want to see guys getting cut. I want to see guys getting elevated from the practice squad. I want to see guys.
Well, don't they usually do two now? So I think a second one will start, hopefully, and go through all that stuff.
Who would you like to see?
Not the Jets. I would love to see the Texans on Hard Knocks. Because there's all this hype around them. You got C.J. Stroud. You got the three receivers with what? Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Diggs. You got Mixon. You got J.J. Watt, who might come back. There's so much storyline.
Did you hear that? Yeah, as soon as they signed Mixon, J.J.'s like, yo, like, if you really need me down the stretch. Like, he's already looking at that player personnel and going, that's at least an AFC championship team.
Yeah. You got Will Anderson on D.
Dangerous. Dangerous. Probably best team in Texas.
Yeah.
Cowboys are lost.
Garbage. I went on a Jets tangent. I could have gone on a Cowboys tangent too. They should not have 6 primetime games. They're not going to be good.
Yeah, they're still America's team. They're still a generation.
Zeke been running back.
Yeah, he came back.
Starting running back.
I don't know. But they got rid of Tony Pollard because Tony Pollard couldn't get 2 yards and get into the end zone to save his life last year.
Sounds like someone who drafted him in fantasy football.
Yes, it is. It is. But I think there's still this generation that was Cowboys, Niners out there. That's, you know, you're 55 to 75. Still love the Cowboys. Still love the Niners. Still love Montana. Still love Aikman.
What's wrong with this picture? Montana, 55. Don't be ageist on this podcast.
New wave, Texans. Followed by Lions?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's going to be new, maybe Dolphins.
Dolphins. You say Dolphins? Dolphins. Are they? No, I didn't hear you. Are they going to, is Tua going to get the bag?
God, in the world of quarterbacks, it's like, who else are you going to throw it at?
I think you have like to.
It's not. You do. I think the cobwebs are slowly kind of dispersing from the dome. Like, he got knocked up that one season a couple times. Hit hard, like head to the ground.
Yeah.
Smelling salts. I think he's finally pulling himself out of that. Him and Tyreek together is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Tua can throw it up. All right. Ready to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Big Ben Kaywin live each week. NoFilter.net, Caffeine TV, YouTube. Anywhere you get your podcasts, download, listen, subscribe, 5-star us. Social media at BigBenKaywin_@BigBenKaywin_. We're still on TikTok while it's still alive. Also on Threads, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you call it. You call me Kaywin, you call him Big Win, and you call Ant Edwards the GOAT because he's about to win on Sunday.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. See you on primetime.
With where you went with that. Like, my blood's boiling right now. Jets?
Knew I'd get you on that one.
Nice work.